stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Now Jesus is the door to freedom. He's the gate to life called eternal. He made the way, He spoke the truth, He said, I'm the light. Choose this day who you'll serve. What path will you now choose? What road will you now take? Will you choose the wide road, or will you choose the straight gate?
Praise the Lord, my friends. We are about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. John chapter 16, verse 33. And please know the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It's up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. Wednesday nights could use your support. When you write or call, it encourages me to keep doing my best on this program. Now, a devotional to touch your heart. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You, my friends, live in a day and age where everywhere you turn, there's a self-help theory. Books, videos, DVDs, websites, world-renowned speakers, you name it, they're all out there. All dedicated to helping you feel good about yourself. I call that feel-good theology, because somehow, still, there are many who struggle even as Christians. But here's something else to consider. Did Jesus ever say, feel good about yourself? No, he did not. On the contrary, he said, crucify yourself. If you go around hating yourself and even feeling condemnation over your future, over your faults and sins, what you are really doing is focusing on self and not on God. A wise preacher teacher said this recently, self-consciousness is not God-consciousness. My. That just about sums it up, I think. God doesn't want us focused on ourselves. He wants us to be focused on Him. So, my friends, it's when you die to your flesh that the life you are living becomes the life Yahweh lives through you. And if you crucify yourself, then there's no self to hate. There's no self to condemn. How about that? Amen and amen. You are then free to serve the Lord and allow Yahweh to do things through you because you know what I always say, get right and get ready. My friends, there's much work to be done within Y-O-U. Enough said, let's prepare our hearts tonight for this True Truth program and for our spiritual walk in the end of days as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, does not my word say, saith God, that nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom? Does not my word say there shall be wars, and there shall be pestilences upon the land? Are you not seeing them? Have I not warned you of these things? Have I not told you not only in my written word, but my spoken word, my prophetic word, that these things would happen in the last days and the end times that you live in? Are you afraid to hear what I say, saith God? If you are, you need to change who you are. You need to give yourself more and fully unto my word and to my teaching, that you might be more sure of your foundation, saith the Lord. For a sure foundation holds up the strongest and tallest building, saith God. And when you have a sure foundation, you will be able to stand in the last days, the end times that are upon the earth. Get ready, for my son is about to come, saith the Lord.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. My, on this program, as always, you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Genesis chapter 26, verses 18 and 19. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. Wow! My friends, there are times in your life, and I feel the Spirit all over me, that you are going through a spiritual valley, and you want to get victory. You want to have answers. You want God's power to flow through you again. In this passage, Isaac found springing water after digging up the wells of his father Abraham's all over again. In Hebrew, the phrase springing water is Mayim Chaim, which literally means living waters. Jesus made us this promise in John chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So if, and I do mean if you are a believer, you have those living waters within you, but you must clear out the obstacles in your life that prevents them from flowing. Have you ever seen a ditch fill up with trash like leaves and twigs and stop the water from flowing? Well, sin can do that too, my friends, and rejection and a lot of other things. The Lord promises you, however, rivers of living water, not a puddle, not a pond, not a lake. He said, rivers, praise Almighty Yahweh, and these rivers are not meant to be stagnant, not meant to be dammed up like those in a ditch. They are meant to be flowing unrestricted. And you know that verse that says, if the blind follow the blind, they'll both fall in a ditch. So, my friends, if you feel as if your spiritual walk has been stopped up, has grown stagnant, just dig up the wells again, glory to God. Let those Holy Spirit rivers of life flow within you one more time. God has a great blessing to pour out upon YOU. Yes, he does, but you may have to dig again to flow in the Spirit again. Amen and amen. The last day signs are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. My faithful supporter, Mark from Wisconsin, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent his WOW, Walk on Water, love gift, and I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program. And that is the true truth. Amen and amen. Father, I just ask you to bless Mark, who made tonight's program possible, Lord. You know who he is, Lord, and you know every need that he has. Bless him abundantly and meet his every need, Lord. Amen and amen. And also bless the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Glory to God. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Persecution of Christians on the rise in USA. A report by two U.S.-based religious freedom groups says anti-Christian prosecution in the U.S. is on the rise all over America. The joint report by Texas-based Liberty Institute and Washington-based Family Research Council says groups like the American Civil Liberties Union aren't the only culprits. The report says government agencies around the U.S. are trying to push Christian expression out the door. Watchman comment, I told you many times this was coming to America. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Obama wins right to indefinitely detain Americans under NDAA. A lone appeals judge bowed down to the Obama administration and authorized the White House ability to indefinitely detain American citizens without charge or due process. The stay will remain in effect until at least September 28th, which is only a couple days from now, when the three-judge appeals court panel is expected to begin addressing the issue. The federal government has once again granted the go-ahead to imprison any person who was part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities within the United States. Continuing. Impact to U.S. West Coast from Fukushima disaster likely larger than anticipated, several reports indicate. Non-naturally occurring radionuclides, which means radioactivity, from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant's triple meltdown last year radioactively contaminated the entire American North Hemisphere within days, and the U.S. West Coast bore a significant brunt of so-called hot particles, an independent scientific paper released claims. There was a massive release of non-naturally occurring radioactive material, which means radioactivity, such as cesium-137 and cesium-134, by the meltdowns and explosions that rocked Fukushima Daiichi, which occurred in the 5 days following the beginning of the accident, the report concludes. The report goes on to say that the Fukushima radioactive plume contaminated the entire northern hemisphere in a relatively short period of time. News reports from the U.S. West Coast through August indicated that government helicopters had been seen flying at low altitudes over cities such as Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, and Seattle, measuring radioactivity in the air. The choppers were contracted to measure radiation along the West Coast by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has not released any data about its findings. The Homeland Security Department had maintained a position that radiation reaching the U.S. West Coast after Fukushima was insignificant. However, one scientific source said that Tokyo levels of hot particles were found in Seattle. Watchman comment, my. That means that the same levels of radiation found in Tokyo had been found in Seattle. Who knows the truth? We may never ever know. They're not telling us the truth. I don't believe what they're telling us. Do you? Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. Big Sis, Obama ready to sign surveillance grid executive order. Homeland Security boss Janet Napoliano told the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing that a blatantly unconstitutional Obama administration executive order is still being drafted in the interagency process and is close to completion, depending on a few issues that need to be resolved at the highest levels. The latest Obama executive order, Obama has signed 135 so far, is a response to the failure of a cybersecurity bill to pass in the Senate. Obama's press secretary Jay Carney said the president is determined to do absolutely everything we can do better to protect our nation. Watchman comment, if that statement was not so seriously dangerous, it would be laughable. It is such a blatant lie. Protect? No. Control? Yes, control is what it truly is. That's the name of the Obama game. So-called cybersecurity would be a crucial element of a modern surveillance state. Cyber will overtake terrorism as the persistent, gnawing, constantly at us kind of threat and danger. Continuing, USA President Barack Hussein Obama went on David Letterman's show. And when the conversation turned to the national debt, Letterman was once again happy to help by resetting the national debt back to the level it was when Obama first took office. Letterman asked Obama if the national debt is around $10 trillion. Now the debt is growing fast, but Obama certainly could have said closer to $16 trillion. Instead, the president seemingly let the group continue to think our national debt is roughly $6 trillion less than it is by saying simply, I don't remember what the number was precisely. Watchman comment. Do they think the American public buys that lie? It was $6 trillion short, and that's a big, big low estimate lie. It's over $16 trillion by now and growing daily. My. Continuing. Let's listen to another moment in the Obama drama in Obama's own voice.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. I know because I am one of them. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. Well, I have known Islam on three continents. Before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, does that sound like an American president to you or a spokesman for Islam? Let's listen to another moment in the Obama drama in Obama's own voice.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. Well, I have known Islam on three continents. Before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, does that sound like an American president to you or a spokesman for Islam? Continuing. Homeland Security. What EMP action plan? The federal agency lacks strategy for catastrophic collapse of grid and society. The Department of Homeland Security still hasn't even adopted a national planning scenario in the event of an electromagnetic pulse, or short EMP, event. Even though the department is well aware of the potentially debilitating consequences of such an event on the nation's electrical grid system and the critical infrastructures that depend on the grid system to function. Watchman comment. Is it that they just don't care? Or is a collapse part of the big control takeover plan? Could be. Continuing. Alert. The global economy will be sucked into a black hole in October. The latest forecast predicts the global economy will be sucked right into a black hole in October, possibly caused by the Fed's QE. Will it be ineffective at starving off the collapse? And that all signs indicate a massive turndown without modern historical equivalent in the economy is dead ahead. By the end of October 2012, the global economy will be sucked into a black hole against a backdrop of world geopolitics heated white hot. It's expected that the coming weeks will carry the planet away in a hurricane of unprecedented crises and conflicts. Continuing. Over two-thirds living paycheck to paycheck in the USA. A new survey by the American Payroll Association has indicated that more than two-thirds of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. According to the association, 68% of respondents said it would be somewhat difficult or very difficult if their paychecks were delayed for even 1 week. The study also found that the results show Americans are still struggling with the recession's effects. 65% of respondents reported living paycheck to paycheck in 2006, a figure that increased to 72% in 2010 in the wake of the recession. Continuing. U.S. prepares for riots, buys 1.2 billion bullets. My. Watchman comment. This is a sort of a summation and a recent event of what I've told you before. Continuing. U.S. Homeland Security is preparing for an all-out American spring rebellion and has bought 1.2 million bullets. an additional 200 million bullets are to be purchased for counter-terrorist snipers. The new purchase is for 223 rifle ammunition, a very popular military grade of ammunition, plus another 176,000 rounds of .308 caliber, 160-grain hollow-point boat tail HPBT rounds, in addition to 25,000 rounds of blank .308 bullets. It is a type of ammunition, and not necessarily the quantity, that is troubling. All of the sniper-grade ammunition is being used by trained or in the process of being trained snipers is being speculated. Adding up the number of lethal bullets tallies a potential 135,384 kills for the snipers, based on U.S. Army and Marine figures from the Vietnam War, when soldiers used 1.3 rounds of ammunition for each verified kill. Homeland Security purchases of the huge arsenal is both worrying and ironic, given that Americans are now being harassed and treated with suspicion. Continuing, Chick-fil-A plans to stop supporting anti-gay groups. Chick-fil-A has pledged to stop giving money to anti-gay groups and to back off political and social debates after an executive's comments this summer landed the fast food chain smack in the middle of the gay marriage debate. The civil rights agenda, which dubs itself the largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group in Illinois, said Chick-fil-A agreed in meetings to stop donating to groups such as Focus on the Family and the National Organization for Marriage. Such groups oppose same-sex marriage. Watchman comment. Okay, Christians, you supported Chick-fil-A when they stood up for what was right. Now let's see you do as good a job in boycotting Chick-fil-A after their complete reversal to now support homosex. This pervert lobby is more powerful than you thought it was, is it not? Do you not realize Jesus said the rise of Sodom would be an end day sign before he came again for the last time? Luke chapter 17, verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah, read on past verse 26, also Lot and Sodom, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Continuing, Obama snubbed another Israeli leader. Obama decided not to meet with Defense Minister Ehud Barak. Barack Obama decided to snub Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during the United Nations General Assembly. Obama apparently decided not to meet Israel's number two then, Barak, who would be in New York next after that United Nations General Assembly, to attend the 2012 Clinton Global Initiative in New York. Any decision to move on Iran's controversial nuclear research program would be a collective decision by both Netanyahu and Barak. Yet Obama has decided to avoid both. Watchman comment, is he on the golf course? Continuing. More than 1,000 pastors are planning to challenge the IRS next month by deliberately preaching politics ahead of the presidential election, despite a federal ban on endorsements from the pulpit. The defiant move, they hope, will prompt the IRS to change a 1954 tax code amendment that prohibits tax-exempt organizations such as churches from making political endorsements. Alliance Defense Freedom, which is holding the October summit, said it wants the IRS to press the matter so it can be decided in court. The group believes the law violates the First Amendment by muzzling preachers. The purpose is to make sure that the pastor and not the IRS decides what is said from the pulpit. And that's a big amen. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Townes Lyle, spell that LISLE, State is New York, abbreviate that NY, zip in the USA, 13797. I'll repeat that in just a moment. You can leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to, but I truly, truly assure you, I only answer letters that are sent to me, that's all. Though I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs programs on the air. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Christian Stability. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability, emuna, of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. The word faith in Hebrew is emuna, but interestingly, the word stability in Isaiah 33:6 is also the Hebrew word emuna. Therefore, in Hebrew, faith and stability are linked one to the other. How do you, my friend, become more stable and settled despite the circumstances surrounding your life? Good question, huh? The answer is by gaining faith, emuna. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So, my dear listening friends, when you search for wisdom and knowledge in his word, you then become more stable in your walk and in your life. Let's aim to spend more time in Yahweh's Word together and gain more stability in your life and, of course, in mine. It is studying the Word that stabilizes you, don't you know? Not the news. So let's stay stable on this program and get right and get ready. Maranatha, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming faster. The time is getting shorter and shorter. I got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get it right and get you ready. Hallelujah. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. Again, that's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com, just like it sounds, SIGNSRADIO.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site. That also has pictures, by the way. Apparently, Obama has redesigned the American flag and made his own American flag, and I had a picture of that on the site. So if you're not going to the site, it might be a good thing for you to do. Signsradio.com, all one word. Here's the address to write again. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, L-I. S-L-E, State is New York, N-Y, Zip 13797.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Kevin in Ohio. And I just wanted to call and let you know, I did hear your broadcast Saturday night, loud and clear, 4840, always strong. I was remiss in calling Saturday night. I'm making sure that I do call you so you know that people are listening. And to thank you very much for your broadcast. Keep up the heat. God bless you. I'll keep listening.
Thank you for catching up on that radio, Chuck, brother. It sure does help me a lot when I know there's people out there listening. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again so much, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who listen to the program, but especially to those who send love gifts because they help keep this program on the air so that you can hear it. Signs listeners are the best. They understand. They get the true truth here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.